Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Living Blues Magazine, documenting the history of blues during the 20th century and profiling its future for the new millennium. For subscription information, call 1-800-390-3527. Living Blues Magazine.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Welcome to the final hour of our program for this week. We're going to step down in the alley a little later on in the hour. Right now it's time for our soul breakfast, and it begins this week with Duke Ellington and the orchestra. This is from August 1947. They call it Lady of the Lavender Mist.
Just because I'm kind and gentle and slightly sentimental, honey, I'm a fool for you. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. Could you go and leave me crying without even trying? You must be made of stone. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so all alone. Just because you know I love you and I've loved you for so long, please don't try to take advantage, 'cause I believe that love can do no wrong. When you tell me that you love me and you think the whole world of me, then turn around and say we're through. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. When you tell me that you love me and you think the whole world of me, then turn around and say we're through. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you.
You know that I love that stone. Thank you.
And breakfast is served. There is the soul for our soul breakfast there, Paul Gonsalves on the tenor. It's actually under his name on the Impulse label. It's called Cleopatra, Feeling Jazzy. And it was about this time that they had the big blockbuster artistic disaster with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, their version of Cleopatra, and that was on everybody's mind these days. So they did an album full of selections related to Cleopatra. This one was called Cleopatra's Lament. Beautiful piece. Paul Gonsalves, Kenny Burrell, Hank Jones. Let's see, who else? Roy Haynes on drums, George DeVivier on bass, and Dick Hyman on the organ on the selections Where It's Heard. From May 1963. Paul Gonsalves, rounding out our soul breakfast. We started out with Duke Ellington and the orchestra, Lady of the Lavender Mist, August of 1947. Then the Ellington Orchestra featuring Al Hibbler on the vocals, Don't Be So Mean to Baby, September 1947. We went back to June of 1940, Billie Holiday, and a tune that I wasn't even aware of, but I heard it and was captured by it instantly. It's called Tell Me More. Then we listened to Duke Jordan, originally recorded for the Charlie Parker label, January 1962, a thing called No Problem. That's take number one. Charlie Rouse on the tenor, Sonny Cohn on the trumpet, Duke Jordan on the piano. And that brought us around to Paul Gonsalves. You know, an interesting thing about our soul breakfast this week was that it was entirely composed of LPs. That very rarely happens on our program anymore because I've only got one turntable here. So if I decide to segue together records, particularly like we did here, where we had five sides in a row, I have to stop the tape between every record, re-cue the next side, and then start the tape up again. I shouldn't have told you because you probably couldn't have told, but one of these days I'm going to get a second turntable for my little home studio. There are record players out there, but what I'm holding out for, I've got a Technics SP-15, which is a quartz drive. You know, I'm not real big on equipment. I don't really care as long as it fills the bill. But in this particular case, I make an exception. Technique SP-15, it's a quartz drive, means no belts, and it has a 78 on it, and it also has a pitch control is what they call it, where you can speed it up or slow it down 10% either way. You can make it 10% faster or 10% slower. They quit making them 20 years ago, but they're built like Russian tanks. They're around. They're available. The problem is that the people who have them just won't let them go because they all love them so much. And I wish I could find a fool somewhere who's willing to part with theirs. In any case, that's the Soul Breakfast. I'm Steve Cushing. It's Blues Before Sunrise. We'll be back with more.
Check out the Blues Before Sunrise website. Find us at www.bluesbeforesunrise.com. You'll find our playlist each week, links to the sites simulcasting our program on the Internet, as well as a list of stations broadcasting the program across the country. The Blues Before Sunrise website is made possible by Kramer Technical Services for websites designed with small businesses in mind. Their website is located at www.kramer-ts.com. Kramer Technical Services, websites designed with small businesses in mind. check out the Blues Before Sunrise website. Find us at www.bluesbeforesunrise.com.
We're back on Blues Before Sunrise. You know, I get a lot of contemporary stuff, and most of it, I think, is just junk. I don't like it. It comes from people who don't know how to play, even people that I like a lot personally. A lot of times, I don't particularly care for their CDs. But every once in a while, we get some in that I think are worth a listen, and I thought we'd take some time out to play a handful of them now. How about this one? This whole CD isn't good, but there's some good stuff here. Singer from the West Side here of Chicago by the name of Mary Lane.
Then have a a wife and family. Well, you used to go out drinking and having a good time. Now you got boys, you never basing on your mind. But one thing, buddy, that I really want you to see. Have a wife and family. even a warning. That's what gets me all confused. Left here without warning. That's what gets me all confused. Well, I'm sitting here drinking, and I'm trying to lose these blues.
To the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna see Nene, my Pa Rang, Cousin, and my Ma and Pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South America way. I've been to Euro, Mexico is okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my kicks below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, T98, never more will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo filet, cause New Orleans is my home. Thank you. 1898 to the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.
All right, there you have Deacon John rounding out a set of some contemporary sides that, well, you know, much to my surprise, I actually enjoyed quite a bit. Preacher John was the last guy. Deacon John is the last guy we just heard. It's called Deacon John's Jump Blues, and that was a tune originally done by Joe Liggins and his Honey Drippers. What's really neat is they've got a big band section here, and the horns play together. How about it? It's called Going Back to New Orleans from 2003, this very year. Again, the CD is called Deacon John's Jump Blues. You may want to keep your eyes open for it. It rounds out a set. Let's see, we started out with Mary Lane from right here in Chicago, one recorded this year. Leave Me Alone was the name of it, with Johnny B. Moore on guitar. Then we had a piano player originally from Austria who has settled in Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Kristen Dosler is his name. There's some really heavy stuff there done back in May of 2000. Rather Be Alone, All Alone and Blue. Two sides right in a row, and that guy was smoking. Then we listened to Charlie Musselwhite playing guitar and singing Blues Up the River. Again, a recent issue on a CD under his own name. He calls it The Solo Recordings of Charlie Musselwhite. Darkest Hour is the name of it. Mary Lane, Christian Dosler, Charlie Musselwhite, and Deacon John. Contemporary sounds here on Blues Before Sunrise. Don't blink or you'll miss them, huh?
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Cascade Media, specializing in professional audio, digital recording equipment, and all types of blank recording media, including CDRs, DAT tapes, and mini discs. Their toll-free number is 888-336-4643. Or on the web at www.cascademedia.net. That's Cascade Media for all your digital recording needs.
Oh, we've got time for just one or two more. Let's listen to Memphis Minnie.
Heard the Bible when he rang his bell.
Yeah, there's our old buddy Tail Dragger and Do the Do from 1996. And before that, Memphis Mini and Kidman, 1949, recording Sunnyland Slim there on piano.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Living Blues Magazine, documenting the history of blues during the 20th century and profiling its future for the new millennium. For subscription information, call 1-800-390-3527. Living Blues Magazine.
You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and I'm Steve Cushing. We'd like to say hi to the folks listening on KBBI AM, and that is located in Homer, Alaska. Thank you for tuning to the program. We hope you listen on a regular basis. We also hope you'll tell your friends, and I'm running way behind here this morning. If we're going to get in any part of Albatross, let me leave you now. We'll see you next week.